The best way you can create healthy boundaries around work is to get clear about what your work actually is. For me, usually if it feels hard, I think it's work, and if it feels easy, I assume it is not work. And this is not only untrue, but it's also part of why I'm showing up to write these pages. Your work is not the same thing as your job, but sometimes it can be. Often I get paid for jobs that feel easy and don't feel like work. Then I do a bunch of them and implode, burning out because I accidentally forgot I was working. I forgot to take a walk. I forgot to take a break. I forgot that I don't have to share with the world every tiny thing that I do. For some of us, that is our work, sharing every tiny thing that we do. Every tiny beach trip, every tiny victory, every tiny moment. So it would seem that if our eyes are open, we are most likely working, and most likely forgetting to breathe, forgetting to drink water, forgetting to forgive ourselves for forgetting. Work is not bad. Always working is not a bad thing if that's your intention. I have this voice in my head who loves to tell me I'm not doing a good enough job or that working all the time is a terrible idea. I named the voice Roger. This helped me identify this voice and separate it out so I could sort of address it like, "Hey, Roger, thanks so much for stopping by today and giving your input, but I'm actually all set." I also just love working. It not only lets me shut down Roger, but it makes me feel great. I love to get things done, and I love to work, and I love to work next to other people who are working, and I love when my friends are deeply dedicated to their art-making practices and small businesses. And when you love something, it can be extremely hard to tell if you're working. For example, gardening is absolutely not working to me. But if I share it on the internet, I am getting into some tricky territory. Oh, look, a tiny moment where I am gardening, or I pick some kale. Most likely kale that I didn't plant, but I picked it and I showed everyone. So now is it part of my work? If you are a professional gardener, and you are so into gardening, and you are growing vegetables and selling them at the farmer's market, then gardening very well might be on your work list. Maybe you make $0 gardening, but it feels like work to you. Wait. Actually, if I really did garden, it would feel like work. So that's probably why I don't do it. See what I mean? Do you see what I'm getting at? There's no real answer. It's all work. It's also all not work. Work is subjective. I do, however, know that when the things on my work list became the only things I was doing, it hurt my spirit, my partnership, my friendships, and my business. Always working proved to be completely unsustainable for my mental health and also for those around me. So I set out on this mission to correct this, and I'm happy to report that by bringing in just the awareness, just a willingness to be aware, much growth has happened. You honestly don't even have to practice awareness. You just have to simply be willing to be aware. Through this, my relationship with working has begun its healing process. In order to cultivate some sort of definition of working versus not working, you have to start somewhere. So start with a list, your list.